بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. ونبي قتادة رضي الله عنه قال: قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الرؤيا صالحة، وفي رواية: الرؤيا الحسنة من الله، والحلم من الشيطان، فمن رأى شيئا يكرهه فلينفث عن شماله ثلاثا، وليتعوذ من الشيطان فإنه لا تضره. متفق عليه. النفث نفخ لطيف لا ريق معه. وعن جابر رضي الله عنه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إذا رأى أحدكم الرؤيا يكرهها فليبصق عن يساره ثلاثا، وليستعذ بالله من الشيطان ثلاثا، وليتحول عن جنبه الذي كان عليه. رواه مسلم. We are drawing towards the end, last few ahadith on this chapter pertaining to what in some instances in the light of ahadith is actually our link with wahi and revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, a very small part of it is this aspect of the dreams that one sees. We've mentioned in the beginning the different categories that ulama-i-kiram mentioned with regards to dreams. Basically, if you have to break it down, three simple categories. One is what we call saliha or hasana, pious, good dream that makes you happy. This, in the light of ahadith, is mubasharat. It's a glad tiding, is a blessing from Allah Ta'ala. And more often than not, it's a means of guidance. The second is what we call a bad dream, or a dream in which we see something that we dislike. The two ahadith which I have read now, Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gives us a very, very beautiful prescription and solution, because this is something natural. At some point we are going to see what we call what we didn't like, or what may even be a nightmare. And the third category, just to mention, which we spoke about previously also, is the remnants of some thoughts you may have had. In other words, a meaningless dream. You're thinking about something in the evening, you dream about that. That is perfectly natural and normal, and not something anybody gets too concerned about. Abu Qatada radiallahu anhu said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ar-ru'ya as-saliha, pious, good dream. Another narration, Ar-ru'ya al-hasana, beautiful dream. Min Allah, it is from Allah. In this hadith, we find Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam categorized, he said, Ru'ya hasana min Allah wal-hul min ash-shaytan. Now, technically, from a, what we call lughat, in other words, a verbal point of view, the meaning of the Arabic word ru'ya and hulm carry similar meanings. However, we find many ulama-i-kiram, and we see in this hadith also, the ghalib, in other words, the more common usage for a nightmare or a negative dream, the word hulm is used. And for a good dream, the word ru'ya is used. But technically, the meaning of both are very similar. Both actually mean a dream. Wal hulm, in other words, a nightmare, a dream that you didn't like, a bad dream, Rasulullah says, min ash-shaytan, it is from shaytan. Why do we say that a bad dream is from shaytan? One is in Nas, in Quran, Allah Ta'ala tells us, إِنَّمَا النَّجْوَى مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ لِيَحْزُنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَيْسَ بِضَارِّهِمْ شَيْئًا إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. That the whispering, one that worries you, creates doubt, creates grief, creates sorrow. When you see a nightmare, you wake up, people are perspiring profusely. Sometimes the remnants, you saw some snake, some scorpion or whatever you saw, the remnants of it troubles the person the whole day. And this is shaitan's work. Shaitan likes to cause what we call huzn, grief, sorrow, likes to put negativity in the life of a mu'min, likes to create doubts. When a mu'min becomes worried, when something is troubling him mentally, then shaitan becomes happy. Because more often than not, these things become an obstacle between you and developing your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, مِن نِعْمَةِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَىٰ أَن جَعَلَ لِكُلِّ دَاءٍ دَوَىٰ. It is one very great bounty and favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that for every negativity there is something positive which Allah has made. For every sickness, bimari, malady, there is a cure. Sometimes human research or tajriba experience, we get to the cure. Sometimes we don't. But this is a principle. لِكُلِّ دَاءٍ دَوَىٰ. For every sickness, there is dawa. There is a cure. There is marham. There is solace. There is comfort. So don't get overly perturbed about a nightmare. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us the nuskha and beautiful solution. So this thing should not trouble you in any way. Put your trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Coming back to the hadith, and this point, I'll translate both the ahadith before we break down what Rasulullah ﷺ taught us to do, what is found in sunnah in an instance of a nightmare. فَمَنْ رَآ شَيْئًا يَكْرَهُهُ. When you see something you dislike, in other words, a bad dream, then in this hadith, فَلْيَنْفُثْ عَنْ شِمَالِهِ ثَلَاثًا. Let him, one translation would be to spit. The word nafath technically means to spit. But what it means is to actually blow, because nafath in Arabic means that movement of the mouth, passing of wind out of the mouth, which does not contain any saliva. So spit, in other words, blow on your left side 3 times. Why left side? Because we learn from other hadith, in fact a whole chapter, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah passed quite recently, that anything that we like or prefer is associated with tayammum, with the right hand side. And anything we dislike or is a source of discomfort to us is associated with the left side. That is why enter the toilet with the left foot, leave with the right foot, enter the masjid with the right foot, etc. So this is a general principle in Shariat. Anything that dislike or associated with something that you tend to frown upon or distance yourself from, even though it may be necessary, will always be on the left. So blow on the left side 3 times. وَلْيَتَعَوَّذْ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. And seek the protection of Allah from shaitan. Then what does Rasulullah ﷺ say? لَا تَدُرُّهُ. This nightmare, this dream will not harm you in any way. The riwayat of Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that Rasulullah ﷺ said, when any one of you has to see a dream that he dislikes, in other words, a nightmare, فَلْيَبْسُقْ. Now the Arabic language is not like English. It's a very, very rich language. We find that in the first hadith, the word nafath. Nafath means to blow without any saliva. This hadith, the word comes yabsuq. Busaq generally means when a person has to spit and a little bit saliva comes out. In this hadith, the word is fal yabsuq. He may spit on his left side 3 times. It doesn't actually mean now somebody is sleeping in the masjid, you start spitting. What is actually meant is create this type of harkat or activity where you are blowing, and in a way, depending on where you are, on your left side 3 times. وَلْيَسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ ثَلَاثًا. Seek Allah's protection from shaitan 3 times. And inshallah will very shortly sum up all this. وَلْيَتَحَوَّلْ عَنْ جَنْبِهِ الَّذِي كَانَ عَلَيْهِ. Let him change the position in which he is. In other words, ulama have written, if when you woke up from that nightmare, sweating, worried, if you were sleeping on your right side, for a little while, turn on the left side. If you were sleeping on the left side, for a little while, turn on the right side. Now to sum all this up, Ibn Hajar Asqalani rahimahullah, the great muhaddith or the great commentator of Bukhari Sharif and other books of ahadith, he mentions a few things. Allah's ni'mat, as we mentioned, for every bimari there is a cure. the cure to a nightmare or a bad dream or a dream in which you saw something which you don't want to come into being. To sum it up, spit to the left, like I mentioned, try and avoid with saliva, etc. So this drives away shaitan, and in fact is a rebuke and is a form of ridicule of shaitan. And as we mentioned, left is associated with unpleasant and disliked things. Secondly, recite ta'awuz, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, 3 times. Thirdly, very, very important, do not discuss the dream with anyone. Any bad dream that you see, don't start talking to somebody about it. Fourthly, change the side you were sleeping. This is what we call technically tafawul. Like we find that in Salatul Istisqa, in the hadith of Rasulullah SAW, he taught the salah for rain, that the imam, part of the khutbah is he turns his cloak over, changes the direction of it. In this is isharatan, what he's asking Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, let something bad, drought, turn into something good, good rainfall. In the same way, this changing, bring a little bit of change. There probably are physical benefits to it also. But we learn this from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that change the direction in which you are sleeping. In other words, isharatan, you are asking Allah that change this negative nightmare into a good dream, into something that is has some good benefit in it. And the fifth thing we learned from the hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا رَأَى أَحَدُكُمْ مَا يَكْرَهُ فَلْيَقُمْ وَلْيُصَلِّ وَلَا يُحَدِّثْ بِهِ النَّاسِ. He said, wake up, wake up. In other words, if you had a very bad nightmare, your heart is beating fast, you're really troubled about it, then we learn one nuskha from this hadith, then wake up and read 2 rakat salah. And in this hadith also it is mentioned, do not mention the dream to anyone. So a few things we are given, just to reiterate them. If you see a nightmare, spit on the left. Secondly, recite Bismillah, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim 3 times. Do not discuss it with anyone. Change the side of your sleeping. And perform salah. In other words, obviously you're going to make wuzu. And in some riwayat we find one more nuskha, to recite Ayatul Kursi. Recite Ayatul Kursi. Ibn Hajar Asqalani rahimahullah has particularly mentioned that. One aspect of dreams we need to be very careful about. A lot of times people pick up a kitab, like Ibn Sirin rahimahullah's kitab is very famous. It's called Ta'birul Ru'ya. In other words, the interpretation of dreams. You pick up a kitab, you read there that if you see a certain thing, it means this, see a certain thing, it means this. That is not something we're supposed to be doing. Because the interpretation of dreams changes. Depends when, which era it was seen. There may be something happening to the ummah at that time that the dream is associated with. Another time the same thing is not happening, so the interpretation will change depending on the individual, depending on the place, depending when it occurred, depending on the circumstances in which the dream took place. So to pick up one kitab, and now mashallah you are a master interpreter of dreams, this is a dangerous practice and not something that we should be doing. For example, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is mentioned that just before the battle of Uhud, or maybe during the battle, Ra'a fil manam, he saw in a dream, anna fi sayfihi thulmatun, wa ra'a baqaran tunhar. He saw that there was a notch, like a wedge in his sword, and he saw a cow being slaughtered. At that time, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam interpreted the dream, and he mentioned that this dream indicates that one of the prominent members of my family will be made shaheed in Uhud. And we see that, in other words, the notch in his sword, because normally a person takes shelter and protection from his sword. So a notch, in other words, some weakness occurring in the sword, this expressed itself in the shahadat of Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the beloved uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. With regards to the slaughtering of the cow that he saw, we find that of all the animals of produce, farming animals, etc., the most beneficial is the cow. Why? Because it is used not only for farming, its meat, it's used His milk is used, many, many benefits. In fact, it's the most benefit, anfa. So, the slaughtering of the cow was interpreted to indicate a large number of the Sahaba becoming shaheed in Uhud, because the most beneficial jamaat and group to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the Sahaba, in the sense that they were the first recipients of deen and they conveyed it to its haqq to the rest of the ummah. The benefit, the service they did can never ever be repaid. So, in other words, a cow, something of great benefit being lost, being slaughtered, was an indication of the 70 Sahaba which became shaheed in Uhud. Allah give us tawfiq.